Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 288 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. The truth and reality can be brutal. But honesty doesn't have to be. We're always like, oh, he's brutally honest. Why? You can tell people the truth gently. And of course, we can't plan for or know how others will react to anything, regardless of how kind and compassionate and truthful we are in the revealing. But we can absolutely set others and ourselves up for success by taking those feelings into consideration when we are sharing the truth with others. I taught children for many years. I was a nanny and I also was a school teacher. And as a result, I have learned how to give honest responses in a way that is friendly to each person I'm speaking to. And when I was talking to fifth graders, I could obviously use different language than I did when I was talking to kindergartners. But I was still very authentic and honest with how I would communicate. And we would talk about tough things, like the history of our country and family problems. But I could do so in a way that was gentle and compassionate and age-appropriate and personality-appropriate. That's something I think a lot of us don't consider. And obviously it's not your job or responsibility to chameleon your own personality to accommodate everyone else's learning style, but it is a helpful trait when you are having tougher conversations with people. It's good to notice how they respond and how they like to talk and how they like to communicate, so you can come at them with tougher subjects from a place that they might actually listen and respond to without getting defensive. Because it's incredibly common to get defensive about any of our held beliefs. And by grouping you in with the type of people who listen to this podcast, I'm going to say you're a little more compassionate and open-minded than some of the people you might be dealing with. But just because other people are on edge or aggressive or feeling defensive doesn't mean you still can't have those conversations with them. Although it might be a little more intimidating, there are ways to be truthful and kind, to be honest without brutality. It truly doesn't have to be one or the other. You can talk about reality compassionately, kindly, and gently with anybody, as long as you take into consideration what you're doing. You can tread lightly with heavy shit. Even if you do have to censor something or filter something because of a certain age group or personality type, there are still ways to be honest without omitting the truth, but also giving people what they need by telling them what to expect. And of course, you're a human too, so there will be some things you don't know and things that you have to learn. And if people are giving you brutal honesty, you can ask them to deliver that same information in a nicer way. Living authentically, honestly, realistically, it's easier. It means you don't have to put on a filter of being brutal or being super fucking nice or being somebody you're not. You can just call things as you see them and not have to dwell too much in the past of them or the future potentials. And you can just experience as it comes and know that you, since you're living authentically and honestly and kindly, can do so without feeling defensive or attacked, and also while making other people feel defensive and attacked. You're capable. I have the utmost faith in you. But remember that honesty doesn't have to be brutal, even though the truth sometimes can be. You have the choice to make it more palatable for people. Now, again, this is not your job to make things palatable or digestible, especially for people who are choosing to be ignorant. But this is more of a response to people who call themselves brutally honest. Because you can be honest without brutality. You can be truthful, kindly, even when the truth isn't kind on its own. But people are far more likely to listen when you do it in a way that encourages that listening. And I don't know about you, but I've never personally been encouraged by brutal honesty. So we fight this by practicing telling the truth more gently whenever we can. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.